The Alaska legislature has passed a bill meant to keep Governor Bill Walker from spending money on an alternate gas line proposal. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports the action is part of an ongoing power struggle between Republican leadership and the governor over the state's most high-profile mega project.
It's the legislative equivalent of two semi-trucks playing chicken. The governor has said he would veto the bill. The legislature nearly has the number to override him, and no one's really sure who will win. For days, Governor Bill Walker and Republican leadership have been in talks over what terms would be needed to stop House Bill 132 from coming to a vote. But on Tuesday, after an hour of closed-door caucus meetings and plenty of scurrying by legislative staff, the bill hit the Senate floor. A compromise had not been reached. Senator Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, carried the bill, saying it's a matter of the legislature asserting itself.
This basically just underscores what we did the past 2 years on gas pipeline projects and substantiates that we are the policy body, the branch of government, equal branch of government that establishes policy and appropriation authority.
The bill itself is basically an affirmation of the gas line bill passed by the legislature last year, which sets the state up to partner with Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips on a project to get North Slope gas to market at a cost of at least $45 billion. The bill that passed on Tuesday prevents the governor from exploring a competing plan by taking a smaller gas line project known as the Alaska Standalone Pipeline and morphing it into a big one. While supporters of the bill argued that it was needed to protect the bigger AK LNG project, opponents, like Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, worried it would weaken the state's bargaining position.
So I'm really hesitant to tie our chief executive's hands at the negotiating table.
Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski argued the bill had not been thoroughly vetted and that it was being rushed through the legislature. Because law requires the bill to be transmitted to the governor by April 1st to allow time during the session for a veto override, the bill received only one Senate committee hearing before being scheduled for the floor. The producers had not been invited to testify on it. Willikowski also worried that the conflict between the legislature and governor could jeopardize the construction of any project.
Us voting on this, I think, sends a bad message that we're fighting amongst ourselves, and I think that's very dangerous.
The bill passed 13-7, with Stedman joining the legislature's six Democrats in opposition. That number leaves uncertainty over the bill's fate. The legislature needs a two-thirds vote to override the governor's promise veto. If all of the lawmakers who voted against the bill in the House and the Senate maintain their opposition, leadership falls short of the 40 votes it needs. House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican who sponsored the bill, addressed the matter in a post-vote press conference.
You know, the numbers are what they are. I would love to have had 18 or 19 votes on the Senate side, and I'd love to have had 30 on the House side. If he does veto it, then we'll be working with the members that, not only the members that voted yes, but certainly talking to the members that voted no.
He and Senate President Kevin Meyer plan to continue negotiations with the governor. They stressed that the sticking point is the money the legislature has already appropriated for the Alaska Standalone Pipeline Project. Meyer says if the bill fails or if some sort of agreement is not reached with the governor,
he has the ability to spend $180 million on a backup plan that none of us know anything about.
The governor declined an interview request, but his press secretary wrote in an email that he still planned to veto the bill. In written statements, Exxon and BP reiterated their commitment to the existing Alaska LNG project. ConocoPhillips did not respond to a request for comment. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.